California Virtual Alumni Graduate Chapter, mm-hmm. Panther One, we collaborate on these things all the time, coming together because we don't have the physical bodies here. So we just join with those brothers so we can get this stuff done. Like I said earlier today, I collaborate with the sisters, Richmond grad sisters, some of the Raleigh grad sisters, and we have a good time.
But, you know, I tell you what, this is the whole idea for this platform, is to bring grooves and swings around the globe together with a voice. We can speak in our own communities, and we can have some impact. But what I'm saying is that we can have a major global impact if we just spread this around the world. I want Brother Robert, you're shaking your head there, and then I want to bring in Brother Mark after that. Brother Robert?
Yes, absolutely, because the way that we are able to expand is basically getting the word out to the people. However way that we reach them is definitely powerful, whether it's word of mouth, whether it is over the airwaves, the radio waves, the digital waves. The idea is we are both progressing. Mm-hmm. Groove is progressing. We always say groove is on the move. Mm-hmm. You can't stop this groove train. and also, for the Sisters of Swing 5 Swing Social Fellowship Incorporated, they are so fine, so phenomenal as they are, because they do so much for the communities, and we appreciate you every single day. Mm-hmm. The fact is, and also as I mentioned in the chat, that we are definitely, hey, we are brothers and sisters who are either around the corner and around the world. We definitely serve the communities that we live in, we love, and we would have it no other way.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you what, you can, this very broadcast here is an example of that. Look at all of us that have come together here, and we're in different parts of the country. And then Mark is in Houston, Texas. Tiffany, she's in North Carolina. Ahmad, I think you're in New Jersey. Tamika, you're in Jersey also, right? And we're in Richmond, Virginia, but we've had brothers and sisters all over the country. Guys, I'm telling you, I feel this in my gut. Okay. My mom used to say something. She said, my mind does not fool me. And with what we're doing here now, my mind is not fooling me. I know we have something, and we just need to make sure that we keep this train rolling. Mark, what do you have to say, brother?
For me, tonight, and really the whole program that's been going on now for the last month and a half or so, it's just been phenomenal. Initially, William, when you was telling me about this, you know, I said, okay, I've always worked with you, in the sport side of it, but this is a very serious side of my life. And, you know, being able to, coming into groove was really, for me, outside of my children, it's been a highlight of my life because, you know, my oldest sister, and I come from a very large family, she went to Morgan State and I always looked up to her. And when she came home, she was the first person to start telling me about groove. And as I got older, I was determined that's what I wanted to do. It just fit what I was about. And once I was able to become a part of the organization and seeing how the brothers were and the things that they were setting out to do, and then again, being able to meet Ahmad Conclaves, I mean, it's been a highlight for me. And it's just phenomenal because whenever we talk about the organization, people are amazed at the things brothers are doing, the education level the brothers are at, the stamp that we've made on the cities that we all live in, whether it was in Los Angeles, here in Houston, we're everywhere. And I'm just blessed to be a part of this. And it is something that I know it's going to continue to grow. We got the great leadership. We got the great brothers. We got the great sisters and the swings. And I mean, it's just going to keep going and going. This is beyond what I ever would have imagined. It's just phenomenal for me.
Well, it's a pleasure. And let's see, Brother Mart, and Sister Tamika. Oh, Brother Amar, speaking of, let's talk about, there's also, let's switch subjects a little bit. There's a word in the air, there's a conclave coming up.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be in Miami, July 16th through the 21st. We have a number of events that are cultivated for your experience. Your graduate events that will be, how do I say it? There'll be unlimited refreshments. And we will have travel to and from so that you can be safe and comfortable. The event venues are very nice. We have events for our statesmen, our graduate members, our established individuals. Then we have events for our recent graduates and undergraduates. And, of course, we have our gala, which is going to be a beautiful event where we can recognize and acknowledge Black excellence in our own fold, in our own organizations. And we have Youth Empowerment Summit, which always engages the youths. Coincidentally, Tamika and I were the individuals that were organizing the summit for the last 10 years. So now we moved on to other roles, and we're glad to see that it's still working. We're still engaging with you, still providing them with valuable experiences. And the delegates meeting, which is the most important event of the conclave, where anyone who's a member will see that we take a Fortune 500 approach to finding solutions for communities in need. We're doing data analysis. We're doing surveying. We're looking at strategic planning. Providing updates, we're showing the growth of the organization. So I would encourage anybody to not only attend the CLAVE, because our convention is going to be a great event, but also attend that delegates meeting. See where your organization really is on the inside rather than the outside.
Absolutely. And again, I want to reiterate, guys, gals, please, if you enjoy this broadcast, please share it with someone, okay? I'm going to speak as slowly as possible. You can even take us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please support this channel. Okay? It's black owned, black operated, black funded. I've spent my grandchildren's inheritance, but that's okay. It'll come back. I believe it'll pay off. But the point is, go to your Apple App Store and download studio.w. Studio.w if you have an Apple device. Android is simply Studio W. We're on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Alexa, and the website is studiow.buzz. We're also on Facebook. We have about three channels on Facebook. The fan page is studiow_buzz. We're on LinkedIn. Also, our brand new YouTube channel. Please subscribe to that. That is Studio W, the Buzz. A Studio W Buzz. Hey, Robert, which is it? Is it Studio W Buzz or Studio W The Buzz? I know it's one of those. And it's also on X, okay, formerly known as, what was that used to be?
Twitter.
And we're worldwide.
I would say it's Studio W Buzz on YouTube.
Studio W Buzz on YouTube. All right, thank you.
Correct.
Thank you, Robert. Studio W Buzz on YouTube. Please subscribe. Please subscribe to our channel and share with someone. Don't keep it a secret, okay? Because each and every week, Brother Amar and Sister Tamika and Tiffany will tell you, Brother Clayton and Robert will tell you as well. We have outstanding guests such as yourself come on each and every week and have been predominantly, predominantly grooves and swings, because our organizations, we are, speaking of diversity, think of a feel, and you have a groove and a swing, if not many, in just go for medicine, education, whatever it is, we have part in that, okay? And we have someone that's in that field. So if you have a brother on the West Coast or a sister on the West Coast or Central Time Zones, whatever it is, tell them about this if you are connected with them, and perhaps they can come and share their experiences with us. This is the whole idea. We want to make sure that we educate, we want to inspire, uplift, and I tell you something else. There may be some young person, they don't have to be grooves or swings. Share with some young person and tell them, say, hey, look, Hey, you want to check this out for maybe an hour or so, right? Come in and listen to Groove Swing Speaks. I promise you, you'll always take away something of value with that. And with that, I'm going to toss it over to my other panelists. Tiffany, any final thoughts here?
Yes, I do have a couple of questions for the guests. I don't know if you guys already answered this or provided this information early on because I was late coming in. But I do know that Fellman Crispin asked Tamika, what chapter do you belong to and what are some of your staple service events?
So I am currently the chapter president for NJ Zuri Grad Chapter in New Jersey. One of our staple events is our Salute to Men program, where we recognize several men in the community, one of them always being a Groove that has added any type of value to their community. We've had all type of community leaders. Ahmad was actually among one of our inaugural recipients of that award. And that's something that is definitely near and dear to my heart. I feel that African-American men don't get the credit that's due to them. There's always some type of celebratory thing for women. And obviously we're a women's organization, but I think at the same time, it's our duty to uplift our men because, you know, we need one another. So that's one of our events. It's one of our biggest scholarship fundraisers for our chapter. We're, that's something that we do annually. Let's see. That's one of our biggest ones. We do a lot of community service. We do a lot of suicide prevention walks, breast cancer walks. Those types of things. I'm trying to remember what else we do. We do a lot of things in schools. We've done things where we've donated books to a women's correctional facility. We have done diaper drives. We've done coat drives. We've done, oh goodness, all kind of things. But that Salute to Men is one of our signature events, and that's something you know, that we take a lot of pride in and time to plan and execute.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sister Tamika, like I said earlier, you do a lot, as well as Brother Ahmad. So we're going to have you come back at some point in time, too, because, you know, you can't cover all of this information at one time. And Brother Ahmad, I am big on education, and I think that the panel can attest to this. We are huge on that. That's what this is all about, to educate, inspire, and uplift, also motivate people that's, you know, I talk about this. I'll give you a quick example. I'm a former stockbroker, and I used to go around to middle schools and to high schools, and I've even gone around to education schools, and I used to talk to these young scholars about the stock market. And whoa and behold, they didn't know anything about it because it's not taught. Okay. And especially if you talk going to our neighborhoods. Okay. And that's one of the reasons why I went into that field. And what I used to do, all of us know about what the Dow Jones 30 is all about. Okay. And I would go in there and I hold a little mini class and I would teach them about the Dow Jones 30. I would teach them about the stock market and what those symbols meant. And I would take 30 $1 gold coins with me. Oh, and you could redeem them, right? You could redeem them. So, and I would test the class. And whoever got the stock symbol right, I would give them a gold dollar. Hey, Brother Crispin. Hey, brother. Okay. Oh, boy. McDougal, what chapter are you part of? Crispin, you asking questions. Okay, we'll get into that in the section. Okay, anyway, so what we would do, I would give them a gold dollar if they got it right. And what I would do, and guess what? When I left, I had no gold dollars left. They were attentive. We had fun with it. And it was, to me, it was a great experience, you know, because I had a chance to teach these young scholars something, you know, a craft or a skill that I had or a vocation that I had, and they were not aware of that. And so we need to do things like that, go out into the community, and Grooves and Swings are doing that. Like you said, Clayton, go out there and feed them a comfort, but also inspire, educate our communities, folks, because we need to, Harold Reed, okay, he say, loving this Jersey presentation, Harold Reed is there, oh my God, Ryan Mason, oh, and Crispin Booker, oh, by the way, Tamika, Crispin wants to know, what chapter are you a member of?
NJ's Jury Grad Chapter in New Jersey.
New Jersey grad chapter. So
New Jersey Zuri. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Is there any contact information you want to leave about your organization before we go?
Swingfiveswing.org. If anyone is looking, and if they're looking to contact me directly, they can email njzurigradchapter@gmail.com.
Okay. And Brother Amar, contact information, any final thoughts, and give us an idea on your experience here.
I want to start off by saying thank you for inviting me. It's always great to have conversations with like-minded individuals, especially brothers and sisters. As a family, I feel like I'm sitting with my uncles and cousins and aunts and so on and so forth, so it's a beautiful thing. I thought the conversation was poignant, to the point, and it addressed topics that are interesting to me, and I think are going to be interesting to your viewers. As far as contact information, groove-by-groove.org, or you can email membership@g5g.org if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or if you want to be a supporter of any of our national or international initiatives. And I saw a question about my particular chapter. I'm part of the Northern Jersey Graduate Chapter. I was initiated through Grambling State University, Tiger 5 Chapter. I'm a charter member of the Northern Jersey Graduate Chapter. And our regional director is the chapter president. So to the woman that asked how could she be involved, if you contact your regional director in this region, they will know how to get to Dennis, or you can contact any one of us directly.
Absolutely. Hey, brother, I can't thank you enough. Sister Tiffany, any final thoughts? And then I'm going to go to Brother Clayton, and then I'm going to close it out with Brother Robert. Tiffany, any final thoughts?
No, one question for Ahmad that I see a brother had asked. How do you find time to serve while being a father, a director at your job, and the president of the international organization?
That's a great question.
Well, Groove and my father gave me a lot of time management skills throughout that process, and the process that comes after the process. So, I mean, frankly, I don't really have time for anything else. if I'm not working, I'm working for Groove. I don't have either one of them being a father, being a husband. So I don't really have time to waste. And I think some of the brothers who have talked to me about business, you kind of know I am. I'll get right to the point, and unless the point is us socializing, if we're here to talk business, I want to get right to the point. I don't have a lot of time. If we want to socialize, we're going to get right to socializing.
Right.
But I don't have time for people that don't want to do what they say they're going to do. I don't have time for people with negative comments, with no critical aspects, right? I want people to, if you're going to criticize, give me something I can grow from.
That's right.
I don't have time for negativity, right?
That's right.
I don't have time for BS.
That's it.
That's it.
Don't have time. Like, it's not like I don't have time. No, I don't really have time. So I put all my time into the things that I need to manage in order to live the life that I want to live, and that's supporting Groove, being, serve with distinction at my job, and most importantly, being a husband and a father.
Amen.
That's what I do with my time. That's my hobby is. Well, I don't have a hobby. My hobby is the things that I do normally for life.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, thank you. Like you said, Brother Amar, look, if you got a complaint, bring a solution. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring a solution. Clayton, we got 30 seconds.
Thank you to our international international president, Ahmad. And also, I see that our first international vice president, Crispin Booker, he was online as well. Greetings, brother. And to our international parliamentarian, Iceman Harold Reed. So welcome, brother. Glad to see you guys on. I appreciate the sisters and the information that was shared. I learned something tonight. And like illustrious president said, you know, go out there, do something, contact your brothers, check on them, do a wellness check, and we're going to be okay. All right?
Hey, we're growing. We're going to grow this thing, and we appreciate everybody. Betty Williams Kirby. Wow, I don't know what chapter you're from. Crispin will be. Is he coming on to see us?
He will. I'm putting it out there now. Christmas coming on next.
Oh, okay. And so, Crispin, you've been designated to come on. You've been volunteered. Hey, Robert, your final thoughts, brother.
How many minutes? How many seconds?
You got 32.
32. Okay.
32
Thank
seconds.
Thank you very much, Sister Tamika, for being on here for this evening. Thank you very much, Mr. International President, to being on here. And we basically say, make sure that you are a factor wherever you are. And I'll just leave it at this. There are 210 days until the 2024 presidential election. Your vote is your voice. Use it.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm going to say.
Well, all I have to say is I want to thank each and every one of you for doing this. I get a thrill out. I get pleasure out of doing this, Brother Ahmad and Tamika, Sister Tiffany, Clayton, and Brother Robert. I get an absolute pleasure out of this. Anytime we can disseminate information and give good information, solid information, it's always a pleasure. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. And don't, hey, Brother Ahmad, Sister Tamika, okay, don't be strangers. We're going to have you back. Denzel Goodman, thank you. I love this. We've gotten so many great, great comments on this. And ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to us, please share it with someone. StudioW.buzz. If you missed part of the program, you can go back, hear it again in about 24 hours. Also download one of the apps. Apple is Studio.W. Android is Studio W. Google Play, Apple CarPlay, Alexa, and we can be heard anywhere around the globe. Enjoy your evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure right here on The Buzz. Have a good night, everyone.
All right.
All right, let's do